There has been a lot of press about the increasing prevalence of autism. For somebody who's been in the field as long as I have, it is striking and remarkable. The reasons are not entirely clear, but there are certainly some contributing factors that need to be considered. One is that diagnostic systems change, and so if the criteria become more liberal, then more children will be included within that diagnostic framework as having autism. We're also getting much better at identifying children with milder forms of autism, so that's going to increase the pool of children. Probably one of the biggest factors is greater awareness about autism now. When I started in the field 30 years ago, people just never heard of autism. I explained to parents this is what their child had, and there would be a blank facial expression. In contrast, now when parents come in, they're often asking about whether their child has autism. Autism is a household word. There are lots of organizations focused on it. There's lots of information about it in the news and elsewhere. Another factor is that children are being identified at younger ages now. So we're having two-year-olds included in the count when we look at prevalence of autism. One other thing is that the services tend to be improving. And so sometimes services for children with autism are desired, and families want to make sure that they get an accurate diagnosis so that they can receive the services.